Welcome to the Mentorship Program Podcast. Every day we'll bring you actionable tips in the areas of self-development, career development, financial security, motivation, entrepreneurship, and relationships. We don't wait hoping that some things will happen in life. Let's be honest, that never happens. We seize the life of greatness that's waiting for us today. Right now, let's make it happen.
Hey everyone, this is Kant Miriala and I'm just so excited to share with you PenCast today. Let me get down to my, this is a new gizmo that I have acquired, I admit, but at the same time, I have a feeling that this will greatly enhance my ability to communicate with each of you. I'm going to start off with a little story of how compounding is largely misunderstood. I think it was about the compounding and arithmetic population and something else by one of the professors that I heard online, Professor Bartlett, that explained this story the first time that's the first time I ever heard about this story. And it illustrates why we generally are not very good at, we're very good at linear thinking. That means if I'm covering 10 miles every hour, so I'm covering 10 miles and that takes 1 hour. How long does it take to cover a total of 20 miles? Well, that will take me 2 hours. That's called linear thinking. It's the same thing when you apply it to making money. So if I'm making $1,000 per month and in 12 months I will make $12,000, right? So for some reason our brain seems to be attuned to this. Maybe we have been programmed. This is all called linear thinking. And we are all pretty good at that, linear thinking, which is pretty awesome. However, that is not very useful in building wealth. What we need for building wealth is the non-linear thinking. And what do we mean by non-linear thinking? That means we need to understand things that grow faster than linear. Maybe it's quadratic, something grows like n squared. So when you have two lines, the number of connections is 1. When it is 3, there are 3. When it is 4, there is not only 4 but 2 more, that is 6. And when you add a fifth one, there is 1, 2, 3, 4 more, right? So if there are n of these, let me use a different color. Now I have the advantage of doing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So n is equal to 5. So the number of connections, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Okay. So the number of connections grows in the long run as n squared. Okay. That's called order of n squared. So, and then the last one is, of course, our famous e to the power x, the exponential. Right, where things grow exponentially. Okay, so that is called non-linear thinking. So linear thinking, non-linear thinking. I wanted to elaborate those two. And in the next audio, I'm going to explain how we fall prey to non-linear thinking, why we make mistakes. So I'm going to use Professor Bartlett's example in that next audio, okay, or video, PenCast.
Did you get something meaningful or useful out of this podcast? If so, can you please rate us 5 stars? It would mean the world to us and it'll help us reach out to more awesome people like you. Thank you for listening. Please head over to www.thementorshipprogram.co and sign up for our daily email so that you will never miss a future episode from us. Come join us.